This interview is being conducted for Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium project number AN08-NJ7. The interview is being conducted by Sarah Corbin.
James Rowan Sr. is assisting with the interview.
I'm interviewing Sonia Armour on April 24th, 2012 at 7 o'clock in the evening. The interview is being conducted at Sonia's house in Klawock, Alaska. Can you tell me how long you've lived in Klawock and how your family came to be here?
I lived here for 73 years. I've been living here all of my life. And this was just where my dad was born. Yeah, so he stayed here all his life too.
Were you born in Klawock?
Mm-hmm.
When was that?
My birthday?
Mm-hmm.
January 26, 1939. Yeah.
And you said your dad was born in Klawock?
Yeah, he was.
How about your mom?
She was born in Cake. Yeah. And so my dad was going to school at Wrangell Institute, and he met my mom. Brought her here. So she's from Cake.
Did your dad ever spend any of his time growing up? Was he at Tuxacon or somewhere else, or was he always around Klawock?
You mean like where they used to go to put up food and stuff? We used to go to Hole in the Wall. Yeah. Then my husband, they used to go to Texican and Deweyville, but I don't ever have memories of being there, so.
Mm-hmm. What kinds of food would you put up at Hole in the Wall?
Fish mostly, seaweed, fish and seaweed. That's about it, I think, yeah. Used to dry fish and then, you know. But those are happy memories.
Did you go to other places to put up different types of food?
We did it mostly here, you know, but when we were little, we used to go to Hole in the Wall. And I think my dad used to fish or something out that way, and we used to go there every summer. Yeah, and pick berries, yeah.
Did you do any of that activity? You said you did that also around Klawock. Part of Klawock did you do stuff like that?
Oh, gosh, we used to pick berries all over. And then fish, we just used to do down on the beach. You know, they'd bring the fish in from Beach Saney, and then we'd clean it and bring it home and can it.
What other sorts of things happen down on the beach area?
Like what?
Did you dry food down there? Did you chop firewood?
Not down on the beach. I mean here in we just had our, you know, smokehouses up, not down the beach, just up, you know, on whoever's lot. Yeah.
Do you know any stories about the first people who settled Klawock where it is now?
No, I don't. If I did, I was too crazy to pay attention. Because just, you know, like my grandma, she was fluent Tlingit. She couldn't talk hardly any English, you know. Her English was broken, but still my sister and I and my brothers, we never learned Tlingit. You know, she used to speak to us in Tlingit, and we'd know what she's saying, but we never ever tried to say, you know, maybe a few words. But that's such a shame. That's how our language just, you know, yeah. But my grandma was alive, and I wouldn't know what she went through. I know they went through a lot to settle here. Yeah.
Do you remember Bayview Boulevard when it was a boardwalk?
Yeah.
Can you tell me about it?
Actually, maybe, I don't think I ever remembered, well, maybe some, but mostly it was just always gravel, you know. And it was over on the island, that's where they used to have boardwalks way in the back. But I don't ever remember Klawak having boardwalks. I mean, I'm not that old, but yeah, I just remember the gravel roads, yeah.
So when you were little, Bayview Boulevard was already a gravel road?
Yeah, it was already there. Yeah, and it was gravel. Yeah.
Do you remember when the water and sewer lines have been put in or
no,
changed?
No, I don't remember that, but, you know, it was just always there, you know. I don't remember them working on it and putting it. I remember when the water line would break, they'd go up a ways to work on it up toward the creek way, you know. But it was always there. I mean, I don't remember it not being there.
So when you were little, your house had running water and a flush toilet, didn't have an outhouse?
We had running water, yeah. But we had an outhouse.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, yeah. Most of the people had that, you know. We lived on they always referred to it as the island, and that was toward the bridgeway. Did someone talk to you about that?
Yeah.
Yeah, we lived down there and my brothers and sister, and we go to school, and then every time there was headlights or anything going on, they always blamed the island
the
kids. I think we were more poor than, you know, a lot of the people in the community. But I don't think hardly anybody had inside bathrooms for a while. Yeah. Oh, I tell this story to my kids and they just freak out. Can't believe that we lived in a house without a bathroom. But we had inside water, you know, it wasn't hot water. We had to heat our water up on the stove. Yeah.
When you look at this 1965 aerial photograph, does it... Is there things that you recognize or things that makes you think about that was different from today?
I recognize where... Isn't that where your grandma's was around there?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, and then this was Robert's mom and them, I think. Yeah.
Was that someone in your family?
My husband's family, his mom and dad used to live there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's it because there's the road up to the school.
Yeah.
And somebody else told me that was the armor's house, and I circled it and wrote it there, so.
Yeah, that was, and then up above, right up here, was Robert's grandpa, Charlie. He had a house up here, and he was really old.
With that Charlie Wright?
Yeah.
You said that that people often found the beads on the beach. Did you used to find beads on the beach?
No, I didn't. And if I did, we're so crazy, we probably just threw them away or whatever. But now they save them, you know. Yeah, and I remember them. They were blue beads. Mm-hmm. I don't ever remember anybody worrying about any other color but the blue ones. I think what they were used for trading or something. But we never ever really worried about the beads. You know, they'd find them on the beach.
Mm-hmm.
Remember Lenny Ray? That's all he used to do.
Yeah.
He looked on the beach for beads. That was his job.
Yeah. Were they ever found other places in town?
No, just on the beach, you know. I wonder why that is, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Why? Maybe they would come on a boat with the beads or something. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. But I remember, and it doesn't show on here, they're up this way. It was just all woods, you know, before they built these houses. And there used to be beads up this way. But not that much. You know, people would find them once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But there wasn't any on the roads. I don't ever remember of them being on the roads, just always down on the beach.
But you never found any down there?
I probably did, but I never even, you know, it wasn't significant to me.
Hmm.
Yeah, but now people really think they're important.
Mm-hmm. What about the area around Sand Point? Do you remember any stories, ever hearing any stories about what that area was used for? Or do you remember people using it for anything in particular?
You mean the store or Sand Point?
Yeah, the store and the area itself.
Oh, mm-hmm. I don't... They never use it to go into the stores, the beads. But this was during my time. Maybe way long ago they used to use beads to go to the store.
Oh, maybe I just was asking if you remember any stories separate from the beads about Sandpoint, just how people use that area.
I don't know anything about other than it was a store, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then behind it was the cannery, and then a mess hall, and then another store further down. There was two stores down on the Bayview Boulevard.
Mm-hmm. What kind of things could you buy at the store?
Mostly groceries, yeah. Raincoats, stuff like that. Yeah. But I don't think we ever were able to buy clothes. I don't know where they were talking about down here, where they thought maybe it was, they felt like it was a, what do you call it? Artifacts were there, or something was down there, and that was close enough to the beach to where that, you know, it wouldn't have affected the road. But they thought, somebody said that they found some stuff down there, but
where on the map do you think it would be?
Gosh. Do you know any of them down here? Like maybe Don Marvin's?
Don Marvin's would be right there.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Where the Y is around there?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. This is the highway, yeah? Huh? Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay. It would be like around here. Yeah.
So at the Y, people have found stuff?
But it was down
stuff?
Here.
Oh.
And this is the beach.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was mostly down there.
Do you know what kinds of things people found there?
No, I don't. At the, I just heard rumors, you know, and I don't really, when they're doing a survey or something, they said they didn't want to infringe because it was getting too close to this these people's property or something, so I don't. Yeah, there was a lot of significance in beads, but we never were worried about them. You know, we didn't need them. Mm-hmm. They did way back when, but we didn't need them. Just for jewelry.
Did your mom or your grandma use them to make jewelry or embellish things with them?
I don't remember. I don't think, you know, even then it was important to them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, throughout the whole thing, that's the only thing that really is, that you bring up from long ago is the beads, you know. I don't remember of anything else that would pertain to our culture or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You guys talk to John?
We get an appointment with him.
Yeah, because he'd be the one to, even though he's young, he still knows so much.
Yeah.
Gosh, he's full of it.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Good stuff. Yeah.
You mean that in the best way?
Yeah, that's James's brother. My son-in-law. But I it made me wonder why they're making a fuss about the water and sewer thing, because it wasn't we just used it to walk on. I mean, you know, the road, it was underneath the road, and I don't think it affected our culture in any way.
Mm-hmm. When you were little, you said you lived on the island?
Yeah, they called it the island. I don't know if that's what the circle is. Yeah. Is it?
And where did you play? And who did you play with?
We played with all the kids, you know. It really wasn't the island, you know, but they called it the island, and we didn't have to use a boat to get to the mainland or anything, but, you know, it was just where we lived, there was a lot of other people that lived down there. And that's where you would see the smokehouses and the working on the fish and picking berries, all those things.
Do you remember what kinds of games you played as a girl?
We sure didn't have TV or anything. We just played outside games. We had so much fun. The kids nowadays, they'd laugh if we told them the stuff we played, you know, and we used to have a ball. We play, we do baseball, you know, and something called almost like hide and seek, but we'd hide all over this town and just stuff outside, you know. We just had so much fun, I remember. Now they've got video games, and I wouldn't allow that in my house. I hate them.
And so when you were a young woman, you know, teenager and young woman, you were still living in Klawak?
Mm-hmm. Our school burned, you know, and so we had to go to Mount Edgecombe, and I was a senior, so I had to graduate from Mount Edgecombe. Yeah, in 1956.
And after Mount Edgecombe, you came back?
Yeah, I came back, and my husband and I got married. We were married for 51 years when he passed away. Yeah. So.
And did you work or have a family?
I worked, yes.
What did you do?
I worked in the cannery. I worked as a... I just worked everywhere. I even worked when they did first started the mill. I worked out there. I worked in a store. I worked in our city hall. I was the city clerk for a while. I worked in the health clinic. I was a receptionist. I mean, just anywhere I could work, I worked because we had kids, you know. That. But my husband and I worked.
Which cannery did you work at?
It was called Oceanside Packing Company. That's down, it's here now, you know, it's visible. We used to work down there.
Oceanside Packing?
Yeah.
Is that where the tribe is, has their office
mm-hmm,
now?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And do you remember cannery workers coming in from other places?
Not, no, you mean, no, they used to have Filipinos and what coming into town to do some work down there, but it was mostly done by the women. Yeah. I always tell my kids you don't know what work is unless you worked when we worked.
Did the Filipino work crews that came to work in the canneries, did they mix with the town very much, or did they stay to themselves?
They pretty much stayed down there, but they made friends, you know. Like, I know my husband made friends, and he'd go down there and visit them. And yeah, they made friends locally, but they worked, you know. They stayed down there, and it was seasonal work, so... They'd work until the fishing season was over, then they'd go back wherever they came from.
And how long, how many months in the year did you have cannery work?
Gosh, was it July and August?
Yeah.
Pretty much July and August and part of September, yeah. Been so long I can't remember when we'd start working. Yeah, my husband worked down there, then he worked out at the mill, so I worked out at the mill. My friend and I worked out at the mill, and it was so funny because we didn't even know how to put on rain gear. And we managed to get the pants on her one time. We had a hard time, and here it was on backwards, and so we just had fun. It was just no cars, you know. I could remember walking from down by the bridge all the way to the cannery every day because I'd go home to check up my kids, you know, and we had to wash everything by go home and hang everything out in the sun. I mean, it was a tough life.
Mm-hmm.
But we always had water. Yeah.
So did you start your family on the island too? That's where you raised your family?
Oh, we didn't live on the island forever. We moved, you know, my husband and I moved all over just wherever we could, and we had our... We had our first son in 1958, and then it was just, I had six kids, yeah, five boys and one girl. Our oldest son was adopted, and then we had the rest. Yeah, he's going to move home too.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Him and Samantha.
Oh.
Yeah.
haven't seen him in a while.
Were you here during the earthquake in 1964? Can you tell me about what happened in Klawak then?
That was terrible. The 1964 earthquake? Yeah, that was, that was bad. We didn't feel the earthquake so much as we got went through the tsunami. Yeah, that was something else. I mean, the water just came rushing in and took houses with it, you know. And it was scary. Then they wanted everybody to go to the school and just stay down there. And that's when James's grandma's house got taken out in the waves, yeah. That was bad.
How many houses got washed out, do you remember?
Gosh. Three, yeah.
Do you remember where they were along they were, the map?
Where, this was somewhere around here.
All three of them were in here?
It was around in here. Yeah, one was a float house. The other one was a nice home. And I can't remember if there was another one that, yeah, because this is the island that's in front. Yeah.
How high up did the water come?
My brother and his wife were living in here by that time, and they had to move all their stuff out of there. But the house was on the beach. Yeah. And we lived down here.
Do you remember that the water came up to Bayview Boulevard or over it or not quite up at that far?
Not quite up, yeah. Everybody thought it would, you know, but it, I don't think it ever got that far.
Do you remember any of the boat builders that were along the waterfront when you were young?
I remember the buildings, but I don't remember who, you know, who's, yeah. I can't remember where they were at. Did somebody remember?
How about things like the pool hall or the movie theater? Do you remember ever going to those places?
I remember going to the theater. Yeah. That was our hangout.
Yeah? Can you tell me about that?
It was awesome. Really and truly, that was pretty much the only place we could go. You know, they had movies there, and so we went there whenever we could. Then it burned down. Yeah.
How long was it a movie theater before it burnt down?
Oh gosh, long time. I can't remember years, but it's just there as long as I could remember. But I don't remember a pool hall. I think the Filipinos had a pool hall.
Down in
the Fisherman's Club.
Yeah.
How about the bowling alley? Do you remember the bowling alley?
I remember the bowling alley. Yeah, we used to go bowling. There was hardly anything for us to do, you know. That bowling alley was cool. We'd go there and then we'd go to that movie theater. We didn't have anything like restaurants or, you know, where you could go buy a hamburger.
So how did people spend their time?
The movie theater. We did a lot of stuff when we were growing up. You know, we had no TV. We had hardly had radios, and we used to go around and exchange comics. You know, we'd have stacks of comics and go around and trade with other kids. I remember that. But there just wasn't that much for us to do.
What did your parents do? How did they spend their time?
They belonged to different organizations in our community, like our A&B and A&S, and they were always doing stuff, you know. So, just that and working. There really wasn't that much for them to do either, and that's why a lot of them turned to drinking. You know,
did you join the ANS when you were young?
Mm-hmm.
How old were you when you started to go
when
there?
When I first got married, I was really active in there because my mom was in there and a lot of her friends, you know, and so we were really active in our ANS. And I could remember when they'd have conventions and my mom and dad would go and they'd have $10 a day per diem. Now, you know, they can't go without 100 or maybe more, you know. It's just all different anymore now. But I was in ANS most of my life. Till just lately when it just kind of changed.
Was that somewhere that your mom took you before you were old enough to join yourself? Do you remember hanging out at the ANS?
Yeah, just hanging out, you know, and then they started. Well, when I first got married, my mom just encouraged me to be in it, so I did, you know. But I never did travel, go to conventions or anything. We had to get we had to have an airplane come in here, you know, and a mail boat. I used to work for Alaska Airlines. They used to come here. Well, they were called Ellis Air, you know, and I used to be the station manager here, so I worked there. That was fun. Pretty much that's all we did is work. And
you would go to Hole in the Wall when you were young. Did you take your family there when you had a family?
No, that was just when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. We used to go there with my brothers and sister and my mom and dad and my grandma. We all used to go out there. It was just a summer thing. We just went out there and get stuff like gumboots and yane, they call it, sea cucumber and clams. Yeah.
But you didn't take your kids there?
Oh, no. Uh-uh. I think by then people quit going out there, you know. Hardly anybody ever went, but it was just thing that we did every summer was to go out there. We used to, we always used to talk about how we used to row to the scow. It was a store, and buy candy for a nickel. Now forget it. You can't buy nothing for a nickel.
Who had the store on a scow out at Hole in the Wall?
I don't know who did it, but it was just, you know, some place we had to row to it, you know. And it wasn't too far from the beach, but we had to row there. And that was the highlight.
Must have been kind of like when the ice cream truck come rolling through town.
Oh yeah.
Was that somewhere that your dad went when he was a kid? The hole in the wall? Do you know?
I think so. Yeah. Because when my dad was a kid, they did more, you know, more culture things, more putting up food and stuff. And then they just taught us how to do it. So then we did, and we still do. You know, I still jar fish and make smoked fish and go out and get seaweed and greens, asparagus, you know, all those things. It's something we do every summer. Yeah. Cook in a pressure cooker, not outside on a bonfire like we used to. But yeah, we still do those things.
Well, I think that you've answered lots of my questions.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything else about Kluwak or Bayview Boulevard or the area that I should know, or you want to share?
The only thing I know is, you know, the Bayview Boulevard's still the same. I mean, you know, there's no changes really. Maybe from boardwalk to gravel to cement, pavement, you know, but it's pretty much just always been there.
Okay.